You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
commandments. How many do we have?
Nine.
Chazak Baruch. Why is it nine? Because it says Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So now that we found out we have nine commandments instead of ten. So Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that means Hashem is our creator. That's why he didn't say that I have created you, that would make more sense, or I brought you to this world. So he skipped 20 generations. He should have said, Anochi Hashem, I'm the creator that created the world, especially the Los Angeles. But he skipped, and he's telling us, I took you out of Mitzrayim. Yeah. But here, it's not a direct command. Just say, I'm the one. So why he's not commanding us? Like, keep Shabbat, respect your parents. Respecting parents is a command. It's an order. No? So he should order us, believe in me. No? So how come he's not commanding us?
But you have freedom of choice.
Yeah, we have freedom of choice for keeping Shabbat or not keeping Shabbat, respecting parents or not. All the other nine.
To love Hashem and praise Hashem.
I'm sorry?
It's a privilege.
Privilege?
Yeah.
Is that privilege to put on tefillin?
Yeah.
So what's the difference? Is that privilege to keep kashrut? The same thing. Huh? Is that privilege to come to Hanis HaChama? So what's the difference? So Ribono Shel Olam says, I'm the one that took you out. Does everybody believe that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim?
No.
No? Why? They don't eat matzah?
No.
They just eat matzah for what? So you just do whatever people tell you?
Yeah.
That's something. So why is it like this? Now you eat matzah, but you really don't believe that there was a creator took you out. Like this is not only that, you know, before you enter a Jewish house, you see something, you know, it's bolted out from their doorpost. And not only that, when they enter the kisa too. And not only that, anybody that wants to collect a donation, they spot this thing. And then they know this is a Jewish house, and they know that they can collect money. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
I think that's one of the reasons that Hashem said to put mezuzah on your door. So those that they want to collect money, they know exactly where to go. So they put in this thing on the door. Why? Because they know, they heard that at the time that they came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem said to put the blood of the Korban Pesach, the sacrifice of the Passover, on the doorpost. So now here, to have emunah is not an easy thing. Is it easy?
No.
It's very hard. You cannot come and tell somebody, like let's say somebody wants to borrow money, like a little money, like $1 million. He says, can I have $1 million? So what are you going to do with it? So I'm going to build a shopping center. You don't give him?
No.
So he tells you, trust me. Trust me, everything will be okay. You trust him?
No.
No, we're not talking about Divrei Torah. No, we're talking business now. Business. He says, trust me, everything will be okay. You trust him?
No.
So Hashem says, trust me, I took you out. You trust Hashem?
Yes, I probably don't.
What's the proof do you have? Hashem says, you know, trust me, and you say, okay. It's not easy. It's very hard. Well, yes. Why? Because the whole point here is that challenges in life that we go through, obviously, You cannot be constant. You cannot be stable. It's impossible. So people, they become disappointed. They lose hope. They become depressed. They're not happy. You don't see them smiling. How many people do you know that they smile all the time? What's the percentage?
Zero.
No, doctor knows. The doctor knows. Why they're not smiling? Because they feel that something is wrong. They feel Hashem is not fair to them. They feel they should have had more.
Because they have life.
No, that makes you happy. It says in the Gemara that if you don't, Chasuv Shalom, you don't have the real simcha. So here, back to the 9 commandments, the 10th one, Hashem cannot make it tahmil. Doesn't work that way. Hashem cannot come say, believe in me. It's not going to work that way. So that, what does it mean? You have to dig in. You have to search. You have to see, where is Hashem? Where is Hashem? You know, it's very interesting that when you take a picture, when you develop the picture, how does it come out? Have you ever developed a picture? Not school, you never had the, no? No? John?
Do what?
To develop the picture, you take a picture, how does it come out? The physics, that's how it works. The way it's possible to take a picture becomes upside down. That means your head is on top and
the head is down
and your foot is on up on top. They didn't teach you at school the physics? Yeah, that's how it works. No. They're all like this. Exactly. Yes. You need the transformer. That means to make it
reverse.
So now, listen to this. The Ribbono Shel Olam created a camera. Look at this. That is able to reverse anything instantly. If this camera that Hashem has given us, two of them, that it would go by the physics of this world, you see everybody upside down. I mean, sometimes they are, but Hashem placed such a reverse system that you, right away, you seem normal. You know what that is? You know how your stomach works? Anything you eat, even bones, there's a chemical in there that it melts it. You know what it's called? Yeah, it has a name. You don't know the name? Pepsin. It melts it. So now you tell me this chemical that's in your stomach, how come it doesn't melt the stomach itself? Does that make sense?
No.
How could be such a thing? It melts everything. Everything you eat, even cholen, even Chasuv Shalom Chalabibi, Chasuv Shalom. If you eat such a thing, it melts it. How come it doesn't do anything to your stomach? Huh? That's what the Anochi Hashem is all about. You can see and feel it, Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's what the task Hashem has given us. He says, you go look for me. I'm not going to force myself to you. You go find me.
Like you're wrong with me.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And that's what exactly the task. We have a couple of more days. Bezat Hashem to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Michi Gevurah. It's going to be a Shua, Besorot Tovot, Bezat Hashem.
Hallelujah.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.